WRAF-HD1 Detroit.
It's Mark and Andy on the Riff.
Welcome to a dreary Saturday.
It is very dreary.
Is that what day it is?
Yeah. Nothing like waking up and it's just like dark. Dreary.
Mm-hmm. It's not even like, it's like a mist.
Yeah. I feel like I'm in London.
Yeah, it is. It's weird. It looks like Jack the Ripper's going to pop out at me when I get out of my car.
We had a funny moment here a little while ago. Like, I'm so thirsty because we went out and had a happy hour last night, and I'm so thirsty. So I grabbed this Diet Mountain Dew, I drank it, and I went, and then I just stared
really
at it.
Really enjoyed it.
And Andy just looked at me and was like, you know it's a good drink when you just stare at it.
Yeah, when you take a drink and then you longingly stare at your drink, like with an eyebrow up and just like a nod of approval.
And there's nothing else you make that sound with. Like, you don't eat something and go,
yeah, you don't go to like the Renaissance Fest and make that sound after you bite into a turkey leg or whatever.
Ew.
But a nice cold beer or a refreshing beverage.
Yeah.
It is odd.
Does it count as happy hour if you're there for 6 hours?
Happy hours. Well, yeah, you start at happy hour. It's when you start, not when you finish.
Oh, I was all trying to put my stuff into my Weight Watchers app, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, God, how much tequila did I drink? And you can use different measurements, right? So I think I drank one cup. I think I drank one cup of tequila.
Oh, I think it was more than that. We were trying to peer pressure your girlfriend into taking a shot.
I know.
I was not.
You were. Mark's the only one that's not an animal.
I was. I was contributing to that.
Mark's not an animal. He's a civilized human being.
This is how the night went last night. At some point, Jimmy Dean came up again because, you know, Andy and I are the only two people alive that still like Jimmy Dean's Big Bad John.
It's a classic song from the 60s.
And know the backstory to it. And so we started talking about it
last night.
Yeah, you know, Andy's like, just telling everybody, you know Jimmy Dean, the sausage guy?
Yeah. Jimmy Dean, the sausage king.
He's the sausage king of America. I'm like, you've had his sausage. You can't tell me you haven't. Well, what you didn't know about him is that he had a hit song called Big Bad John about a miner. It was wide at the shoulder, narrow at the hip.
I know why it started, because I had this shirt on.
Oh, yeah, your shoulders.
I had this shirt. And I like the shirt. It's the polo type shirt, you know.
Shirt, yeah.
But the shoulders, for whatever reason, seem like they have extra material right in the shoulder part of it.
Yeah, it's almost like the cloth has formed one of those like admiral things from
it should have like a shoulder pad insert or something there to make your shoulders bigger or something.
It's wild. It's a wide shoulder.
You
shirt.
Bringing so much attention to it made it.
Oh yeah,
what it was.
I mean yeah. But every time I look over, I'm like, why is there so much material right here in the shoulder? I look like I have broad shoulders. Who is this shirt cut for?
Yeah, what kind of man? It's just Big Bad John is the only one who's wide at the shoulder.
And then Andy's like, yeah, well, it's probably cut for Big Bad John. So then we went on this rant about Big Bad John. So finally, I get the app, and I download the song into the jukebox. And then you go outside.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
Ken came out there while I was smoking, and he's like, hey, you got to get in there. And I'm like, oh, my God, is there an emergency? Is somebody hurt? What's happening in there? And he's like, just go in there. And I'm like, all right. So then I go in. I walk past a couple of doors. And as soon as my, like, foot goes down the one step, it's like, down, 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 Big Bad John.
I was texting you. I was like, get in here.
My phone was being charged at that point.
Nothing. I'm like, oh. I'm playing Big Bad John for just me now. This is just weird.
Well, it's funny. The bartender there, Haley, who when I'm drunk, I call her Hurley. I was trying to explain that to her. I'm like, listen, Hurley, there's a sausage king in America. His name's Jimmy Dean. You know him, right? And she's like, no. I'm like, he makes sausage. How can you not know him? What's the matter with you? You got blue hair and you don't know about Jimmy Dean?
And well, then the fact that we shouldn't really know about this song.
Like, I know
this
it's song older is, than us, like way older than us.
The fact that you and I know it and nobody else in the world does. And then we're trying to tell. You were trying to tell, like, 20-year-olds last night about Jimmy Dean.
I was like, gather around, I'm going to tell you about the country-making sausage king.
We went into a weird country wormhole last night.
Yeah, it got crazy. But, so then she comes back while Big Bad John's playing, and she's like, oh, is this the sausage song? I was like, yeah! Big Bad John, wide shoulder, nerd to hip. Everybody know you didn't get no lip, Big John.
Yeah, we were quite a spectacle.
And then as I'm playing the song, I'm like, this song really sucks.
Actually, it's bad. It's a bad song. When you make other people in a whole bar listen to it.
a whole bar full of people listening to Big Bad John. It's, and then going, this is not as good as I remember as a kid.
Yeah, because it was all over the place. It would go from like Michael Jackson, then into Big Bad John. It was nuts.
Oh, there's a battle now because everybody has the app for the jukebox, yeah. And some people in there play crazy stuff, and so everybody starts to override their stuff. And then now there's four or five of us with all have the app, and so you're paying extra to override everybody else. We end up paying extra to override each other's song. So now, like, if you play a song, it's going to play like today.
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to hear it.
Well, right. At one point, I think you overrode yourself, Mark.
I did. I did actually overrode yourself.
The song's supposed to be next. It's not playing.
I was trying to play Big Bad John next, and then I overwrote that song with another song. I'm like, this is out of hand.
Yeah. Yeah, it was out of hand. You get a lot of anxiety from that, waiting on your song. You're like, it's almost like you don't believe it's going to happen.
Yeah, well, I didn't realize there was a queue, too. I figured that out last night. Oh, somebody's like, so-and-so's up next. I'm like, there's a queue?
I think they updated the app, because I don't remember that being there before. Because I've always wanted to know, like, who, you know, some of the other regulars at the bar, what they're playing. I want to know if I want to override it or not.
Oh, it's just one of those classic weird nights. So Big Bad John's happening. About an hour prior to that, I'm outside, and a very, very tiny little man in a straw fedora and a Hawaiian shirt.
You're so fixated on that.
He walks past me. I never talked to him a day in my life. He's like, I'll be right back. And I'm like, I got no skin in the game.
Like, I'm not waiting. I don't
care about what you're about to do. And then he comes back with a painting of, like, a woman with one of her breasts out. And, like, the top of her nipple showing. And I'm like, he's carrying it in. He's like, it's the Delta Lady. I'm like, you're a tiny little man with a very, very pornographic painting right now. I didn't know this was going to happen today, sir. Frankly, I need to get a grip on this situation. I don't know what this is. Then he went into this whole thing about how it used to be called the Delta Lady there, and he found the very painting that used to hang on the wall. And I'm like, I think you just wanted a painting with a girl with the top of her breast out, bud.
That's a funny thought to do, just to walk into any bar and go, this painting used to hang here. This place is called the Delta Lady. Who would know?
And I was trying to drunkenly explain that to everybody, and nobody cared about that story when I tried to pass it around.
It made no sense when you came in and told me about it.
Yeah, because I was so excited I couldn't make heads or tails of it. I was like, tiny man, straw hat, nipple out, painting, burp.
Because it makes sense now. Well, the way you told it last night made zero sense.
Yeah, I get it. Well, that's what happens when you drink a cup of tequila.
Yeah, that's
communication something. Breaks down. Communication breakdown!
I'm going to start carrying a painting around. That's my new thing.
Please do. No one will explain it.
You don't see it a lot. I mean, he went to his car to get it, which was funny, because you'd think people are going to their car to get their wallet or their keys or something they forgot.
Do you know this place used to be called the Delta Lady? No, actually, it's always been an Applebee's. It's not. Yeah.
It's never the Delta Lady. 2 years ago.
And that painting is wild.
You are lying, sir.
You're a liar, you little man.
You're listening to the Mark and Andy Show.
Oh, you thought that was going somewhere. Nope, that's pretty much it.
On 101 WRIF.